Gord Drummond of Tim Hortons in Peace River and Valley View, and about to be Fairview, I guess, as part of the Amplify the North project. Tim Hortons has been selected this week. Good morning, Gord. Thank you very much for joining us. How are things going in Peace River in Valley View?
Well, they're going well. Thank you, Keith, and good morning to you as well. We're in these times, we're really quite happy with where things are at for us and you know, the people of the Peace region. I mean, clearly they want to get behind great causes. I mean, if I can reflect a little bit on the Smile Cookie program a little bit, I mean, over $37,000 raised in Peace River, second in Canada of entire cookie sales. I think that in itself speaks volumes for the area. You know, it speaks so much about the people from this region. And, you know, I know a lot of people have been thanking us in this regard, but the fact is that, you know, the thanks goes out to the people behind the cookies, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really does, you know, and I think I want to express it one more time here. I can't speak highly enough for the people in this area, and they care, and they care about people.
They do. It seems like they care quite a bit. You mentioned close to 37,000 cookies in Peace River. Not to be outdone, over 4,700 were sold in Valley View for the Knowledge Tree there. That says something, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. That speaks volumes for that community as well. And, you know, Valley View is really a much smaller community than Peace River. I mean, it has the highway traffic that's going by there, but highway traffic may or may not be able to really, you know, touch what's in their minds or in their hearts, more importantly, what the cause is and what it means, what it's really going to. So they are up against a little bit of a different type of animal there, if I may. But by all stretches, like, that's a lot of money. And those people should certainly we should give them a little tip of the hat for thank you for supporting that down there. So, yes, by all means.
Absolutely. How is progress going in the about-to-be store in Fairview?
Well, it's a little slower than we were originally anticipating. However, we are, you know, there's pilings in the ground. And so I think we will be having a meeting coming up here fairly quickly with construction on this, and I think at this stage, probably, you know, once that's all in place and they're happy with everything, it'll happen quickly. Now, you know, I hate to say when we're anticipating it open up, because I don't want to be held accountable to that. Why isn't Tim's open yet? You know.
Yep.
So,
well, sounds like Tim Hortons. Well, obviously Tim Hortons is very, very popular, and with the one opening in Fairview, that's the anticipation, I'm sure, is brewing, just like the coffee. That's for sure. You mentioned the Smile Cookie campaign here, Gord. I'm sure there are a lot of other community initiatives that Tim Hortons in the area takes advantage of and takes part in. What are some of those other community initiatives that are brought forward?
Well, one of the, I guess what the things that I've currently, what we're doing is, of course, we're doing an orange donut for the Truth and Reconciliation program, and you know, we participated in the Orange Shirt yesterday. We think that's a beautiful program to be the Tim Hortons across the chain's doing that, and some of these things are actually fairly hard to talk about, because you can kind of get into a spot where it's a little you know, pretty deep, and again, you know, people are coming and buying donuts by the dozens. Right, and you know, they're just coming off, and you know, and we just tapped into them for over $37,000 worth of cookies, and they're turning around buying donuts now.
Yeah, there you go, and all I can say with these donuts, delicious.
Oh,
my goodness!
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that, I just can't speak highly enough around the whole idea of everybody up here. They're so generous with this stuff, and you know, they really need to be the ones that are recognized, or the people that are coming and buying the product to support this stuff. Because without them buying it, you know, there's no, you know, I mean, there's a point in it, but you know what I mean? The idea is to give something back, and hopefully they see that this is a very good way to be generous, right? So,
mm-hmm.
It's almost difficult sometimes to reflect on all the things that we do, because I'm not trying to sort of pat ourselves on the back here, but there's so many that it kind of all, some degree, it just becomes a mm-hmm. bit of a blur, right?
Yeah. I know Tim Hortons is a big chain, is a very popular chain across Canada, but the importance of thinking local and thinking small, especially with the initiatives that are, with the business in small towns and with the initiatives, the local initiatives that are brought forward with things like Smile Cookie and Orange Donut Day, how important is that in your mind?
Well, from our perspective, it's critical. Like, you know, as a business, you know, if the community is going to support us, then it's our responsibility to respond back to the community and give back.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are, you know, going to continue to support us, then, you know, Barb and I feel a responsibility to help out. I mean, that's our perspective on it, right? And we're fortunate to be in a position that people are supporting us, so it allows us to participate. So, you know, I can't say, you know, enough about the whole, you know, the two programs you just mentioned, but it really boils down to this in a nutshell. This is that if we all just sort of pick something, like they're all good, right? Whether it doesn't matter, it doesn't, you know, whether it's like our youngest son is a cancer survivor, right? So whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, whether it's MS, it does at the end of the day, just participate in something as a person. And I think emotionally you get rewarded. You'll get 10 times back compared to what you're giving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, this community really demonstrates that, like the whole region demonstrates that. So, yeah, it's really hard to actually put your finger on the pulse of what makes that happen, other than you just know we've got very generous and kind people up here. We do.
I think that will work just fine. Gord Drummond of Tim Hortons in Peace River, in Valley View, and about to be Fairview. I appreciate your time as part of Amplify the North project, and I thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Keith. I really appreciate yours as well.